Okay, Radio Krishna 101. Just stick in somewhere. Just shortly here. Hey. Walking heavy. Caring. Anyway, I have throughout this series here, I have now and then, more often than not, I guess, return to the point and the little topic that Krishna consciousness is an internal well. It's a consciousness. And what matters is what's going on in here inside us. And I mention it because it's so common, it seems, when people take up religion or spiritual things, you know, which are often involving a lot of new elements, habits and practices and ways of being and acting and so on, right? So we try to emulate that or live up to that practice, as we say. But I'm saying this. You agree, disagree as you like, but understanding what's really important here means that you don't need to stress yourself out thinking that I have to do more and more and more, I have to accomplish so much every day, otherwise I'm not good enough, and I'm probably not good enough anyway. I mean, sometimes I have encountered this mentality there, but I say it's a misunderstanding. You do as well as you can, and the most important thing and what it is all about is that some or other live your day in a way that you, well, can feel is sustainable. It's a lifestyle that I can live. This is not necessarily, you know, about doing very heavy or extreme or demanding or difficult things all the time. You can live your life as people live their lives, you know, what works and, yeah, is comfortable, and the sense of what feels natural to me, because we're also different people. And this is, of course, the whole idea that with Vanashram Dharma and all that, that we are different people, different natures, and we act according to that. But then dovetail it, as Prabhupada said, then do that, feel that with Krishna consciousness, meaning while we do what we do, we try to be aware of Krishna and do it with devotion to Krishna, to God. And the reason I am emphasizing this and kind of nagging you about it is that I think it's very important, because if you're just making it your regular lifestyle to live in a way that doesn't feel natural to you or stressful or, you know, whatever, then yes, it will become difficult to uphold. And I've seen, you know, those who come and they're, yeah, I'm really going to be a perfect Vaishnava devotee here, and I'm going to do this and this and this and this. And then after a while, they just either give it all up and go back to their previous ordinary life, or they start to get sick and weak. Sometimes these inexplicable, mystical weakness syndromes. And I've seen it, quite some few examples of it. And I think that it's likely that such problems come from that kind of, you know, a lifestyle that is not natural and sustainable in the end, in the long run, and so on. Yeah. So therefore, whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever life you have, find a life for you. And if you like to live in an ashram or temple or something like that for a while, then do so, as long as it you feel that it works for you. So we need to keep our, how to say, our common sense in all this. Because this Krishna consciousness, this bhakti yoga, is meant to make us happy and healthy and strong, and our life being much better. And if it doesn't go that way, if it's the opposite, that you just feel stressed out, maybe unhappy, maybe depressed, maybe tired and not so healthy, then yeah, that is a signal. So chant Hare Krishna and be happy.